A longtime family attorney successfully lobbied for a bill that aims to protect families from wrongful separations. Illinois lawmakers have passed a bill to allow parents to get a second medical opinion in cases of child abuse. Alex Novick of Bloomington says a second opinion can reveal more about a kid's current medical situation than the initial investigation.
It gives the judge the ability to go, well, the child abuse pediatrician says this, and it's not contradicted by the second opinion, or the child abuse pediatrician says this, and it's absolutely contradicted, and now I know that somebody is wrong.
The measure now goes to the governor's desk for his signature. Elected officials in Logan County are slamming the state's decision to officially close the Logan Correctional Center in Lincoln. The Illinois Department of Corrections has announced it will relocate the facility to Will County. The move has been in the works for several years, as state officials have said the all-women's prison in Lincoln, built in the 1930s, was outdated and in disrepair. State lawmakers Sally Turner and Bill Hauter, along with Logan County Board Chair James Glenn and Lincoln Mayor Tracy Welch, issued a joint statement calling the decision to close Logan ill-advised. They say it will hurt facility staff, communities in Logan County, and those who reside at Logan. And now here's your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. For today, it'll be mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely and a high of 82 degrees. Some storms may produce locally heavy rainfall, south wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. And tonight, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely and a low of 69 degrees. For IPM News, I'm Arjun Tucker.